Hello, everybody. Great to be with you again. I'm Fred Davis, editor of Awakening Clarity, the non-dual website, soon to be Awakening Clarity Now. And I thought I'd just touch base with you. I just got back from the weekend, from Monday night, actually, in Charleston, South Carolina, where I spoke to a Unity Church down there, a group in Unity Church, and a pretty big group, over 100 people. And I was staying down, which just went great. And I was staying with a couple of friends of mine, clients who woke up with me late last spring and then early summer of this year. And we got into a very deep conversation about what in old, all of us have been in recovery. So the language that was used was character defects, you know, which that language appalls all of us right now, but it's okay if you like to use it. I prefer, you know, things like unskillful patterns rather than bad human, unfit human or whatever. So, but it doesn't make any difference. At the end, our job until we wake up, prior to waking up, our job is to search out the light. Isn't that what it feels like to you? Or didn't it feel like that way for you, depending on where you are? But our job is to search out the light because we just know that we are clods on earth and that we need to connect to our higher nature because God knows we need one. And but once we wake up, you know, we find that light if we are founders. And if you're not, be a founder to be, don't be a seeker. But if we find that light, then what do we do with all that energy? In other words, I spend all my time and all my money searching for the light. So what do I do now? Well, my suggestion is that you now begin to search for the dark, because that's your real calling now. There's no point in you searching for the light anymore. If you've already found the light, then you know what the light is. But what you got to do is you got to find out what the light is not. And you got to see this very clearly if you plan to clear up and move into abiding awakening, into embodied awakening or anything like that. And that's really our next movement if we're going to continue to move on this trail. If we're okay with having woken up and we want to just check it off our life list and then go climb Mount Everest or swim the Amazon or whatever it is that we want to do, okay, that's your deal. But it wasn't mine, and my guess is that it won't be yours. My hope is that it won't be yours. Not I don't want to pin my hopes too highly on that. In case you don't do it, I don't want to suffer for the fact that you're not pursuing your spiritual path. But it is nonetheless, there's nothing more satisfying as a teacher than to work with someone who genuinely wants to pursue this thing, who really wants to take it as far as they can go. We don't want to say the end because I haven't found the end. Don't know what the end is. My understanding is there isn't one, and that certainly is my experience up to now. I'm just so delighted to be where I am. You know, you got to remember 15 years ago, I was living in a park as a bum. So to be here now is, what can you say? It's all dreams and candy compared to the way it used to be. So, and it's all dreams and candy, period, really, even when bad stuff happens. But what I want to say is, let's find out what we're not awake to. We now know what we are awake to. Let's find out what we're not awake to. What is it that I'm not awake to? Is it the fact that I don't treat my partner well? Is it the fact that I don't treat my neighbors as well as I could? Is it the fact that I don't have enough respect for my boss or my coworkers or my employees or whatever it is? Do I not treat them well? Do I still have a lot of arrogance? I mean, that's something I have to work on all the time, because my draw is not toward humility. Not my natural draw. The unit's draw has never been toward humility. Should have been. The unit didn't have much to offer. But I always felt like it had a lot on the ball and was very happy to share that with you. And it still is. I mean, you know, you got to be careful on this thing. It's a self-promoting unit. Nothing I can do about it. So, well, I mean, there is. I can be willing to not be a self-promoting unit, but at the moment, I don't really have any great motivation to not be a self-promoting unit, because I've noticed that this teaching has grown very quickly doing what I do, so I don't really have any motivation to change it. So what is it that we're not awake to? You know, it doesn't have to be something huge. We'll actually be better at spotting the small things. looking for that needling that really bothers us. Like, is it traffic? Because the thing is, if I'm off base anywhere, I'm off base. I can't be, I can't be thinking about having an affair. You know, in other words, going out on my wife and this and that and the other and call myself completely awake. I just can't. I mean, it's just not, that's clearly not skillful behavior. It's clearly not loving behavior. It's clearly very self-serving, selfish behavior. So the same thing could be said really on a smaller basis of speeding down the road. I mean, you're really not taking into account my fellow citizens. I mean, that, you know, I need to get somewhere in a hurry, and I certainly hope that everybody is minding their P's and Q's because I'm coming. You see that? I mean, it's just not. It's not skillful. That's not what we're aiming for. It may be what we're dealing with. Certainly, we got a lot to deal with here, but it's not what we're aiming for. So let's search out the dark. Search out the darkness, because we can't find the light if we're not willing to look at the dark. So that's the deal. Be willing to look at the dark. Go out searching for the dark. Pull the dark apart. Pull out those beliefs, opinions, and positions. All of those things. Find out if they're true. Notice where they're not true. Don't judge it, my friends. Do not judge it. Just notice it. We don't need judgment on this thing. We just need to notice, where am I cloudy? Where am I unenlightened? And just be aware of that. Notice that. And when that pattern is completely seen through, that will drop. It'll just drop you. You don't have to fix it. You can't fix it. I promise you. So relax. Be easy on yourself. But take a look. Where is it that I'm unskillful? Where is it that I'm unenlightened? And then dig that out. Take a look at it. See you later. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.